Well, a new mayor will be sworn in this evening, and already she has a lot of definitions. Are these good things or bad things? You know what they say about expectations. Emily Larson joins us on the phone this morning on this day of her inauguration. Good morning, Emily. Thanks
good
for
morning.
Joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you mentioned you're making lunch for the kids, so you haven't, offered any executive orders about make your own lunch or make lunch
no.
for me today.
I'll tell you what. I'm having the same kind of morning everyone else gets to have, which is the chaos of kids going back to school. And, you know, no one's the mayor in their own house, that's for sure.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Now, you've got a lot of, as I mentioned, you've got a lot of definitions. And with those definitions come expectations and they come a lot of assumptions. There's been a lot of trumpeting the first woman mayor. Mm-hmm. Is this a good thing or are you sick of it? Does it matter?
I think all of it matters. And I think it's totally a fine thing. I mean, one of the things that I've learned and kind of realized is that, you know, people will always define you as they want, right? And so they're going to want to put you in a variety of boxes or put categories on it. And part of that is because they're connecting to you in a different way. And it's really important, you know, some of those layers and definitions and expectations. It doesn't mean I'm going to necessarily meet all of those expectations. I mean, a 72% win is significant, and with that comes a lot of people and a lot of expectations. And being the first female mayor will certainly come with expectations from people of how they think or believe I should act in this role. But in the end, I really think it all works out just as it's meant to be. So I don't worry too much about what other people want to put on it, because at the end of the day, I'm the one who's got to be the one putting in the work.
So another definition or another I guess, obstacle, perhaps, or something to deal with, is that Don Ness is a tough act to follow. Nobody's questioning that. How hard do you think it's going to be to move out from underneath his shadow?
Well, I see it very differently, because I think the concept of moving out of someone's shadow is a little, I find that definition can feel a little bit undermining, and I recognize and really appreciate the strength of Don's leadership, and he's been a wonderful mentor and colleague, especially during this time of transition. But again, I don't worry too much about trying to prove that I am or am not someone, or that I can stand on my own two feet or not, because I know I do, and I know that I will. And I also know that in time, all of that gets revealed. I think people will see that my strengths are very different than my predecessor, and yet we share some similar values and some similar approaches. But I think people will see a natural departure. Again, I'm just not going to spend my time worrying too much about trying to meet other people's expectations about that, because I think in the end, my job is to do the best I can to the best of my ability. I'm committed to doing that, and I think it's going to be actually a really great 4 years in Duluth, and partly because I think it's a good time for the city, and partly because we have so much great talent coming onto city council. I have a passion for my own leadership in this role, and I just think it's all going to work out so, so well for the benefit of the community.
So just for fun, mention one thing that you like that Don Ness has done that you want to continue, and maybe one new Emily Larson thing that you're going to do that's yours that you're going to begin.
Well, I think one thing that people will find that carries out, and it's been transformative in terms of the health and vibrancy of our community, and I will be talking a little bit about this tonight, but it's the element of hope. And hope is a very active emotion, and it's a very active, engaging thing that people feel, and this community is much more hopeful than we were 8 years ago, and that leads to so much progress, because of course when people feel hopeful, they are more participatory in their community, and businesses invest more, and communities see more progress. So I think people will find that that element is very similar. I think generally speaking, rather than kind of locking into here's my first departure from who comes before me, I actually think my style and the way I work and the way that I will address issues, and I have a slate of issues that remain unresolved that I get to work on right away. I think those kinds of things will define me naturally and will, create the kind of departures that people I know will be looking to see.
So what is job one? tomorrow morning when you walk into the new office and you set your brand new coffee cup down on the desk and you look around you, what's job one?
Well, you know, the first thing I'm actually going to do, I have four parents, and they're really wonderful, and I've invited them to coffee early tomorrow morning. So that's actually the very first thing I'm going to do, because I think it's important to share a brief moment with them, and then my day is off and running with meetings. You know, job one is within the first couple of weeks, I hope to, my intent is to have a press event to talk about the police chief, fire chief positions, and to talk about some other key staff positions. So, you know, there's some mechanical and logistical things that need to get done. And in addition, this week is already filled with meetings about bonding and the legislative session, and it's filled with relationship building, meaning that we have some serious but good work that needs to be done to rebuild relationship with the Fond du Lac Band and with our county partners and our state partners. So a lot of it right out of the gate is doing the hard but very rewarding work of relationship building, and that will yield real tangible results for the city. So a lot of it is kind of, I've been oriented now through my work as a city council president, and I've had, you know, these weeks of transition where I've met with all of our department heads and talked with many, many, many of our staff. And so now it's about kind of going back to those conversations, working on some internal communication strategies, and then also those external relationships.
Well, Emily, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk with us. Obviously,
thank you,
your day is going to be jam-packed today, but thanks for taking a little time out right at the top. And I hope we'll have the opportunity to talk again soon.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a great day.
Emily Larson, the mayor-elect of Duluth. She will be sworn in this evening as Duluth's first female mayor.